I'm Jerry Maddock, and it's been my pleasure to sit in tonight for Jack Rummel. And I hope you'll stick around now for Swing Shift with Dave Gloss.
Thanks, Jerry, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. As you know, over the last couple of weeks, we've been traveling across the country. We're still deep down south, so stay tuned for some very enjoyable listening during our summer drive. Let's kick things off this evening with the wonderful Mills Brothers.
Across the alley from the Alamo lived a pinto pony and a Navajo who sang a sort of Indian Idaho to the people passing by. The pinto spent his time a-swishing flies and the Navajo watched the lazy skies. And very rarely did they ever rest their eyes on the people passing by. One day they went a-walking along the railroad track. They were swishing, not a-looking, toot, toot. They never came back. Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, when the summer sun decides to settle low, a fly sings an Indian hearty-ho to the people passing by. Across the alley from the Alamo lived a pinto, a pony, and a Navajo who used to bake friolis in cornmeal dough for the people passing by. They thought that they would make some easy bucks by washing their friolis in Duz and Lux, a pair of very conscientious clucks to the people passing by. Then they took this cheap vacation. The shoes were polished bright. No, they never heard the whistle. Doot, doot. They're clear out of sight. Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, when the starlight beams its tender glow, the beans go to sleep and then there ain't no dough for the people passing by. One day they went a-walking along the railroad track. They were
wishing, not a looking. Toot, toot, they never came back. Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, when the summer sun decides to settle low, a fly sings an Indian hidey-ho to the people passing by across the alley from the Alamo.
That was the Tommy Dorsey version of On the Alamo. And prior to that, we listened to the Mills Brothers with one of their big successes, Across the Alley from the Alamo. Next up, we have a gentleman who was born in a small town in Indiana and yet always spoke about his time in the South and made his theme song sound like it. Here's Phil Harris.
Won't Bunch, come with me to Alabama. Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy. That's what I like about the South. Now there you can make no mistakey, where those nerves are never shaky. Ought to taste her layer cakey. That's what I like about the South. She's got baked ribs and candied yams, old sugar-cured Virginia hams, basement full of those berry jams, and that's what I like about the South. Hot corn bread and black-eyed peas, you can eat as much as you please, cause it's never out of season. That's what I like about the South. Ah, don't take one, have two. They're dark brown and chocolate too. Suits me, they must suit you, cause that's what I like about the South. So way down where the cane grows tall, down where they say you all walk on in with that southern drawl, cause that's what I like about the South. It's down where they have those pretty queens, keep a dreaming those dreamy dreams. Well, let's sip that absinthe in New Orleans. That's what I like about the South. Come old Bob with all the news, got the box back coat and the button shoes, but he's all caught up with his union dues, and that's what I like about the South. Here come old Roy down the street, who, can't you hear those scuffling feet? He would rather sleep than eat, and that's what I like about the South. Now every time I pass your door, you act like you don't want me no more. Why don't you shake your head and sigh, and I'll go walking right on by. Gone on and on and on. Honey, when you tell me that you love me, then how come you close your eyes? Did I tell you about the place called Do-I-Diddy? It ain't no town and it ain't no city. It's just awful small, but awful pretty will Do-I-Diddy. Didn't come here to criticize, I'm not here to sympathize, but don't call me those no good lies, cause a lying gal I do despise. You love me like I love you, send me 50 PDQ, roses are red and violets are pink. I'm gonna get old 50, I don't think. She's got backbones and butter beans, ham hocks and turnip greens, you and me in New Orleans, and that's what I like about the South.
Thank you. they walk along where magnolias grow. Two hearts sing a song that was written long ago. If that's not sweet romance, then hush my mouth. When a lady meets a gentleman, a very polished gentleman, when a lady meets a gentleman down south, life is well worth the while. When you live in the south, there you learn how to smile. When you live in the south, folks fall in love most every day. But in that land of sunshine, it's done in a different way.
Of course, that was the voice of Sophie Tucker, of course, one of the great vaudevillians who was performing in the into the 1960s, the last of the Red Hot Mamas. Prior to that, we heard Stan Kenton and his orchestra and a reprise of one of his early hits, Southern Scandal. And prior to that, of course, Phil Harris and That's What I Like About the South. This is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. Hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast as always. Please keep in mind that KGNU is more than just public radio, more private than your email. Boy, isn't that the truth? For as little as $5 a month, you can be a sustainer of local radio, a solar member, we call you. Okay, so we don't know how to spell, and maybe it looks, we have the looks for radio. I can certainly guarantee that. But we know what's happening, and we'll keep you up to date with all the latest music and news, and of course, a wonderful reprise of the great swing years that I've done almost for 37 years here. It's a lot of service for $5 or $10 a month, so give us a call at the station here. Obviously, I am playing things, so while the music is playing, give me a call at the Denver studio line, 303-825-0619, or you can pledge securely online at kgnu.org, kgnu.org. We're going to turn now to Woody Herman singing his favorite place, Atlanta. Thank you.
I love the morning glories growing and the breezes softly blowing in Atlanta, GA. I love to wake up in the morning, see the sun come up at dawning in Atlanta, GA. I love to walk among the flowers and taste the honey from the bees. I want to while away my hours reading books and dreaming dreams beneath the trees. I want to see the ivy clinging, want to hear the robins singing little songs I adore. I want to attend the Sunday meeting, want to hear that friendly greeting when I get home once more. I long to hold that certain someone, I miss her more and more each day. I'm getting ready for the wedding, gonna get a train that's heading for Atlanta, GA.
From the movie Jazz on a Summer Day, for those of you who did not see the movie, we'll call this a preview. Sweet Georgia Brown. And now, gal, may got shade on sweet Georgia Brown. And they all say, I want to die for sweet Georgia Brown. Tell you all just why. You know I don't like not much of it. Been said she knocks them when she lands in town. Since she came, it's a shame how she cools them down. Fellas, she can't get off. Fellas, this gal has never met Georgia, name her Georgia, claimed her. See, Georgia, Georgia Brown. You know, gal made got shade on the sweet Georgia Brown. That you left people in the past, so need a sweet Georgia Brown. Today, all sad, want to die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you this one, you know, I don't lie. It's been said she knocks them dead when she lands in town. She can't get off. That this gal has never met. Georgia named her. Georgia claimed her. See.
Ebner will be with us in just a moment. But first, a short message from the Ford dealers of America.
Others everywhere are talking about the economy of the 50 Ford. Listen to what Mr. Jacob N. Wade of Lyndhurst, Virginia, one of over 420,000 delighted owners, said about his new Ford.
In these days when the cost of everything is up, it's certainly great to own a 50 Ford. For I found that my new Ford V8 gives me everything I'd expect to find in an expensive car for amazingly little money. And in addition to being a low-cost car to buy, I find my Ford is mighty economical to own. I get 20 miles to a gallon and spend very little for upkeep. My money sure goes a lot further since I've owned a 50 Ford. Yes, Ford owners everywhere are finding out about the economy of the great new Ford. They're saving real money now because of Ford's low price. And they'll be saving real money for years to come because of Ford's low operating and maintenance costs. But see for yourself. Tomorrow, stop by your neighborhood Ford dealers. Get the facts on Ford economy. Then take the wheel and test drive the big new Ford.
Boy, who could resist? This is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. Hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast. Where else would you hear an ad for a 1950 Ford? New members, this membership drive is all about you. You love our program and the service we provide. You rely on KGNU to know what's happening in the news and music world, in your community and beyond. And we love to have you join us here during our summer membership drive. I've been doing this for a very long time here at KGNU. It's been wonderful to see the growth and outreach of this station over the years, and to know that just to be a part of it all these years. I remember we started out with a little shed that was next to Boulder Creek all many years ago when I was going to see you. And, well, things have certainly changed, and it's just a pleasure to remain a part of this wonderful radio station. So if you'd like to contribute and make sure that this programming continues, please give me a call at 303-825-0619 or pledge securely on the web at kgnu.org. KGNU would like to thank the Greater Park Hill community for their in-kind support of this station and this broadcast. More information is available online at gphc.org, or give them a call at 303-388-0918. Now that we've got our brand new 50 Ford, let's head to Carolina. Thank you.
a little bit south of North Carolina. That's where I long to be, in a little brown shack in South Carolina. Someone waits for me. In each letter he says, the weather's fine, the folks are feeling great. The garden looks grand and the red rose vine is clinging to the gate. Just a little bit south of North Carolina, that's where my thoughts all stray. To the one I love best in South Carolina, I'm going back someday. I can hardly wait to see the face of the one I idolize. Just a little bit south of North Carolina, I'll find paradise.
Bronco busters who get bow-legged riding the ranges of the Great West grow homesick once in a while as he jogs along. Cy Oliver forgets his cow-cow boogie and sings a promise to his own home state. I'm coming, Virginia. Cy.
I'm coming, Virginia. I'm coming to stay. Don't you hold it against me for running away. I tried to forget you and found I was all wrong. Neath your bright southern moon, once more I'll croon a lonesome homesick tune. And if I should win you, I'll never more roam. I'm coming, Virginia, my Dixieland home.
Dorsey and his orchestra featuring Cy Oliver singing there on I'm Coming Virginia. Prior to that, we listened to Gene Krupa with Adina O'Day at the vocal on Just a Little Bit South of North Carolina, and started that set with Jimmy Dorsey and Carolina in the Morning. Well, we have light rain here in the Denver Boulder area. The temperature is 61 degrees. And it looks like we're going to have at least a 50-50 chance of continued thunderstorms throughout the evening. And tomorrow, Friday, we begin to dry up a little bit, at least let's hope. We have only about a 20% chance of thundershowers with a high around 84. Then things really clear up for the Saturday and Sunday weekend here in Denver and Boulder with highs around 90 and sunshine. So you might want to take your Studebaker up to Eaton this Saturday between 10 and 2 and go enjoy a wonderful Studebaker show just north of Greeley. I want to thank a KGNU listener out there who added to his already generous pledge. He's from Superior, but wishes to remain anonymous. Thank you very much. And for those of you who would like to help him out and help us out, make sure you give me a call here at the Denver studio line, 303-825-0619, or you can pledge securely on KGNU.org. We're going to turn now to a tune that was recorded by a legendary Kansas City band way back in 1927, Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra and South. Now, what's surprising about this is during the swing era, there was a lot of popularity for this song. And, of course, I'm sure the popularity of Count Basie had something to do with that, because that's how the Count got started playing in Kansas City during those years, playing piano for the Benny Moten Band. But anyway, here's Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra from 1927 and South.
go first by long distance.
Excuse me, can you tell me where the Conleys live?
Yes, in the White House at the end of the block, on the right. But I'm not sure they're home.
Oh, we called them long distance. They're expecting us. Thank you.
A long-distance call to friends you plan to visit this summer makes good sense. It will save you driving miles and miles, then finding no one at home. Call ahead to make sure of reservations, too. Wherever you go, go first by long distance. Rates are low. Why not call now?
Thank you.
the great Tommy Dorsey Orchestra and an arrangement by Cy Oliver of the classic Swanee River. Prior to that, we heard George Gershwin himself via piano roll on his first big nationwide hit from 1919, Swanee. Then we heard another classic commercial I hope you enjoyed for Long Distance. I still remember having to dial station to station way back when. Anyway, prior to that, of course, Down South Camp Meeting by the Benny Goodman Orchestra of 1956 and great Fletcher Henderson score. Dear Old Southland was played by 1946 version of Gene Krupa and his orchestra, and we started that set, of course, with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra. Final thing this evening, the very last recording of Billie Holiday and her tribute to her old boss, Louis Armstrong, and his theme, When It's Sleepy Time Down South.
Homesick, tired, all alone in a big city. Why should everybody pity me? Nighttime's falling, and I'm yearning for Virginia. Hospitality within me calls me. Pale moon shining on the fields below. Folks all crooning songs soft and low. You needn't tell me so, because I know it's sleepy time down south. Soft winds blowing through the pine wood trees. Folks down there live a life of ease. When old Mammy falls upon her knees, it's sleepy time down south. Steamboats on the river are coming, are going, splashing the night away. Hear those banjos ringing, the folks are all singing. They dance till the break of day. Say, dear old Southland, with its dreamy songs, take me back there where I belong. Oh, how I'd love to be in Mammy's arms when it's sleepy time down south. Take me back there where I belong. Oh, how I love to be in Mary's arms when it's sleepy time down south. When it's sleepy time down south. when it's sleepy time down south.
And that'll conclude Swing Shift for this evening. Once again, I hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. Hope you'll join me next week here on KGNU between the hours of 9 and 10 for more great sounds of the swing era. As we pass the 10 o'clock hour, it's my duty to remind you, of course, this is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, translator K229AC in Nederland, Colorado, at 93.7 megahertz, and on the World Wide Web at KGNU.org. Stay tuned now for jazz.
And I just want to remind you that we are in the midst of our summer mini pledge drive, but folks making pledges to KGNU through July 9th, which is today, and this is good right up until midnight, are entered into the drawing for an urban weekend adventure. Two nights, two shows, two dinners on us, and you'll get a pair of three-day tickets to Riot Fest. You're dining at 1472 in Doherty's Neighborhood Pub, and we'll put you up for two nights at the Curtis Doubletree Hilton. We'll also be entered in all other drawings during the mini-drive, so get on the board now and be entered through the drive. Go online, kgnu.org, and get involved. Right now, we'll listen to Jazz Lives with me, Jerry Maddock. I'm sitting in for Joe D'Amo this evening, and we're going to have a jazz party. And to start it off, here's a tune called Jazz Party, written by John Clayton. More on the jazz party a little bit later.